Everybody, welcome to Cub Chat Live. Happy Friday. We are so glad you are joining us. Rich Hare from Scottsdale, PA has been in, Scottsdale, PA has been sitting here. He got the first comment in. I hope you're able to catch us live today, Rich. Hello, Pack 84. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're a Cub Scout leader, Cub Scout parent, if you're a Cub Scout watching alongside your parent, you're in the right place. Today we're talking citizenship and the requirements and how it is one of the aims of scouting, and we've got no better guest than Tamara, who's the vice chair of our Cub Scout committee. Thank you for joining, Tamara.
Oh my goodness, it's always such a pleasure. I always love you, of course. It's my first show back since you've been back. I'm so excited.
This is
so
monumental. Excited. And you've put together, okay, I want to tease. Tamara said before the show that I could say this. We have some never before seen resources that we are can we say debuting on today's show. And we have a really awesome slide deck, lots of information. This is going to be a fun dynamic show. I need to stop talking so you have time to show all this goodness. But we love an exclusive peek at something on this show.
Absolutely. So I feel like this is important, right? For citizenship. I don't know. My family's always trying to, you know, give me props, you know, to help with the show. So I felt that was good.
It's important. We all need props, us Cub Scout leaders.
Exactly. So, all right. So behind the scenes, Brian, always a shout out to him. He's really the rock star, the unsung hero, sometimes the absolute superhero in our show. This is my public service announcement. We have over 1,200 pages of resources for leaders to use. They're called the Dead Meeting resources. If for some reason you have not found these yet, please share with a friend, scouting.org, or you can use this QR code. It's under Program Cub Scouts, and then you scroll down the page a little bit, and you'll see Cub Scout Adventures. Definitely want to be using those. Do you have to use those activities? Absolutely not. But sometimes it's nice just to have an idea of how to accomplish a particular requirement. So, yes, absolutely. And behind the scenes, Brian is always helping us out. So this is my public service announcement, and I want to thank all of you because I'm sure the people on this call have already know this and have been the people in the Facebook groups telling others, hey, you might want to check out this. So I super appreciate you. That's awesome. So today we're starting in on citizenship. And so with citizenship, a lot of times what people do is they plan a whole pack meeting around the service project. That's awesome. If you do that, we did that. That was awesome. That's not what we're going to go through today because you already know how to do that. You know how to put a service project on and get everybody there and have a great time. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a layout for a pack meeting that includes most of the requirements across all the ranks. So you could do a multi-level din this way. You could have a full pack meeting this way. And I'm going to kind of walk you through doing that. That's why we have a lot of slides. I'm not going to go into the detail on every single slide because I made those slides so that you could download them and then use them later. And hopefully you can, you know, fine tune them or whatever. But there's a lot of content in there, new content, as Gina told us. All right. So,
you already answered my first question, which is, you know, can we make citizenship part of a pack meeting? And my second question is something that can be ongoing throughout the show, which is for our viewers. Have you tackled the citizenship requirement? At which rank? What did you do? Please give us all the details. Even if it was a service project, we'd love to hear about it. So please post along with today's show.
Absolutely. And you know what? Tag somebody. Tag somebody that you know is getting ready to go through one of the citizenship adventures. We're going to have a whole bunch of stuff in here that they're going to be able to use. And I know based on the reports that I get on who's checking out which den meetings, citizenship is not one that a lot of people have hit yet. You know, so that doesn't surprise me, right? Because it's like the fourth one, third, fourth one in the row. So that doesn't surprise me. So,
yeah.
All right. So we're going to jump in. The first thing I do, and I think that, we have this. This is Bobby Galeza from Great Falls Council. He created this really cool resource. It's living in the Facebook groups that you probably are involved with. So I think it's in the tips and tricks. And I think it might be in the Cub Scout Volunteers Facebook group. If you don't have that link and you don't have access to those groups, let us know. We can share that resource with you. Because the first thing I do when I'm kicking off a pack meeting planning process is I need to be able to look at all the requirements across all the ranks. So the next page kind of shows citizenship and the way that lays out. Now, so this is really small, and you're probably thinking, wow, I can't read that. But what I do is I try to do like-minded things. So the first thing in here that you already know about is that service projects are required for Tiger through AOL. Does that mean the Lions can't participate? No, absolutely not. They can participate as long as it's age appropriate. But service project. But beyond that, in citizenship adventures, we don't see a lot of overlap, which makes it a super creative process to try to figure out how you would break this down. So if I was doing this at a PAC meeting or a multi-level DEN meeting, I would want to create stations. Stations are just a way to get people moving, and it keeps people interested because they're moving from one station to the next station. So the first thing I would notice is that on the King of the Jungle, which is the lion, they have to draw a picture of the people you live with. I see on Wolf, they have to create a model of their house, a model of a building in their community, and create a neighborhood. And then on Bears, they have to make a model of a patriotic symbol. So I would call that, Gina, a craft station. Pretty clever,
I see what you
right?
did there.
All right. So then I look at Tiger and I go, they have a game that they need to understand the rules and why rules are important to the game. They need to have a game that requires at least two teams. Well, that's cool because Cub Scouts love games, and I'm always usually got a gathering activity. So that could be one of the games. And I can make the other game a team game, and then that would satisfy that. And everyone can rotate through games because that's just fun, right? Okay, so then we've got the next thing. So the next thing I see on here are that my wolves, and my bears have to do flag stuff. So the wolves have to do a flag ceremony. So you know what? I can make them in charge of the flag ceremony for that pack meeting. And they also have to learn how to fold and care for the flag. So that would be good. And then the bears have to learn how to do folding and caring for the flag. They also need flag etiquette, and they need to learn some facts about the flag. And they also need to raise and lower a flag. So if my meeting place has that, then I could accommodate that in their flag ceremony, in their flag station. If my meeting place doesn't have an opportunity to raise and lower the flag, then I may have to figure out another time to go do that. The other one I threw in here is the Webelos requirement one, which is learning about majority and plurality types of voting. Okay, so you might be thinking, wow, that's a lot of really disparate things. How will that possibly come together, Tamara? And then we have the next page. Okay, so what happens is, and this is horrible, but see, it has all these scribbles on it. And it says, this would belong in a craft station. This needs to be done outside the meeting. So that I need to tell people what needs to be done before the PAC meeting, because my whole goal is to get done with citizenship at the end of the citizenship PAC meeting. We'll talk about why that's important in just a second, but these are the things that need to be done ahead of time. So the Lion Den and the Tiger Den both have a choose a job that will help your team or family and follow through doing that job at least once. So that's an at-home activity, and I would share that with their parents. I would tell them it's on page 17 and 18 in the Lion Cub Scout book. Our Tigers are on page 21 in the Tiger Cub Scout handbook. And it's a really gentle way. It has these cute pictures. You get to circle the ones that you think you could do, and then you do that. And it's a nice way to get parents in the habit of doing those kind of things with their child at home. So on the Wolf side, requirement three, and I've seen a lot of activity about this and discussion about this on the Facebook groups, building a model of your home. And I'm going to have you bring that to the PAC meeting. We have developed, actually, I found this template. Somebody shared it, and I apologize if it was you. Thank you so much. But we created templates to go with the house template that we're going to use later. But see, citizen resource, let's look at Brian. He's so good. So we're going to have them do that at home and bring it to the PAC meeting. On the Bear Den side, we talked about the raising and lowering the flag. If you can't do that at your meeting place, you want to do that in advance of this meeting. And the requirement three for them is learn about a nonprofit, learn about how they get volunteers, learn about how it's funded. On the Webelos Den, their requirement three is create a timeline of a history of a bill. In the Den meeting resources, again, I'm going to keep talking about this because all of these are in the Den meeting resources. We have the American Disabilities Act. It's it's history. And there's a template that your Weeblos can fill out while you're reviewing that so that they can come up with that timeline. On the AOL Den side, they're supposed to identify a service project that your patrol or PAC could accomplish, use the BSA Safe checklist and develop a plan, and do requirement two is do a service project or a series of projects that equal 2 hours. So if you're going to do, if the AOL plan, the service activity that you're doing at this PAC meeting, and let's say they're doing pre-work, like let's say they're making blessing bags for the homeless, which are little bags where you have items in it that you would put in a bag and then you would give it to a homeless person or a homeless shelter to hand out. If they were going to do that and they were going to research what to put in those bags, and then they were going to create a sign-up genius, and then they were going to go through their neighborhood or into their school and do a drive, by the time they got to this PAC meeting, they probably might have already put in an hour or an hour and a half, right? So then the 30 minutes at this PAC meeting for the service project would count for the 2 hours. So it kind of depends on what the service project is. Otherwise, they could do a totally separate service project, separate from the PAC, that would equal the 2 hours. Okay. So then the Cub Master in this case is going to reach out to someone who was elected to their position to speak at the PAC meeting. That will take care of two requirements. And I'll show you how that works in just a second.
I wonder if our audience too, have you ever invited someone
Yeah.
who was elected to your PAC meeting or any meeting? Let us know. Let us know like some ideas of even who that could be if you haven't done
Yeah.
it before. Quick shout out to PAC 249 and Troop 61. Thank you all for tuning in. Even if you're a volunteer with the troop, share your ideas because we love it. We're all in
Yeah.
the same game of scouting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Cool.
Okay, back to the goodness. This is insightful. I love that you really set this up for us. It's kind of walking, well, it is walking us through what resources are available for our leaders and how we can break this into manageable chunks to plan a back meeting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Totally doable. You don't have to have Gina and I there with you. We would love to be there with you, but we're kind of there with you when you take our
All I
assistant.
do is be there asking you questions, but you all watching this can absolutely put this to use. It's not cheating. Do exactly what Tamara is saying. It's that easy.
Okay, so then let's get to, I think if we go to the next slide, we've got kind of a breakdown of how our PAC meeting is going to go. So we're going to have a gathering activity. In this case, I use Citizenship Bingo. Guess what? We are including that in the PAC resources that we're sharing with you, that Brian's going to share after the show. I have a second gathering activity that you could use too. It's called a scavenger hunt. You could use either one. In this example, I'm using Citizenship Bingo. It meets requirement, Tiger requirement one, which is you're going to explain the rules to them and you're going to talk about why the rules are important. And so then we're going to do a flag ceremony, a patriotic song. We're going to open up the Cub Master is going to have a moment to talk about why we're there and what we're going to do. And then you're going to have your guest speaker and your wolves are going to lead the flag ceremony because that's a requirement for them. Then your station one is flag and voting station. And you see, we only need wolf, bear, and weebelows to do the flag station. Craft is lion, wolf, and bear. And then everyone's going to do the game. Everyone's going to do the service project. Some people are going to rotate through the service project a couple times because we're doing a service project. We're going to do a citizenship award presentation because everyone, hopefully, at the end of this meeting, is going to have earned their belt looper pin. And then we're going to have a Citizenship Cub Master Minute, and we're going to retire the colors. So, how that's going to look is the first thing we're going to do is our bingo game, which I
Yeah, we're
think
about
is
to look into these resources. Also want to highlight a quick comment from Francie Lou. She said she's catching up. They're doing citizenship activities all month. That's fun. Theme the month.
Yay!
Their wolves broke out Legos to build their homes communities. Fabulous idea.
I love it. And wait till you see. I have Francie Lou. I have a picture of somebody who did something similar, and I thought it was so cute and so well done. Awesome. That's so
So before we get there, let's take a look at bingo.
yeah, let's go bingo. All right. So this is Citizenship Bingo. Like I said, it's going to be included with the resources. It is Tiger Requirement One. So you're going to want to make sure you understand what the rules are for your pack. So in a large pack, you could tell somebody, go and fill out. Somebody has to sign every box in here, and you can't reuse people, right? Because you have 70 kids in your pack, you're not going to have a problem. But if you're a smaller pack, do you need to do that? No, you could say, I just want them to do five in a row, or I just want them to pick, the corners, or you could make whatever rules up you want, right? Just make sure you let the kids know what they should do, and that will be great. So then we're going to roll into the opening. And there's this going to be a citizenship flag ceremony that the wolves are going to lead as part of their requirement one for their adventure. And then on the next thing we're going to do is we're going to have some opening words from the Cub Master. Get this? I'm including those too. So we created some opening words. It's a very short thing that the Cub Master would talk about. And I know, Gina, I think we were talking about this at some point. It's like, we know that people select Cub Scouts. Parents select Cub Scouts because we offer the goodness that parents want, right? They want their kids to be good citizens. They want their kids to be leaders. They want their kids to have good test scores. So all these things you want for your children, right? And sometimes when they're in a PAC meeting and you're doing all this great stuff, the parents and the kids don't understand what this has to do, maybe. It just looks like chaos or mayhem. At least our PAC meetings used to look like chaos and mayhem. We had so many kids running around. So bringing them back and reminding them of the value of what we're doing is important. And it doesn't have to be super oh my gosh, it's like a long speech or anything. Just reminders, like this is about citizenship. This is why we think this is important. So the opening on this, the Cub Master opening that we're including in these files, has a little thing. Do you have to use it exactly like it's written? Not at all. You can make it your own, but you'll kind of see what we're going for. We're trying to remind parents and kids why we're doing the citizenship stuff. So then the next thing is a patriotic song. And so a couple of things on songs. So I know songs aren't everybody's bag. If you're going to sing God Bless America, I would suggest that you not sing all the verses. That's one. Do you agree with me, Jada?
I think that's a fair, especially a Cub Scout attention span. I would agree.
I feel like this is enough. Like this is about as much as they can handle. So the second thing is like there is a Cub Scout songbook. This is from page 71. It is purchasable. If you need to hear what songs sound like, or you need song ideas, there's a free SoundCloud.com Cub Scout songbook that you can access. And I saw people even today in the Facebook group, or I guess it was yesterday in the Facebook groups, asking for this songbook and not realizing where it is. So this is a really good resource. I feel like this also could be helpful. And I'm not saying this is anybody in particular, but if you really feel like singing isn't your thing, you could play this song while everyone's singing, right? And it could maybe drown out your bad voice or your lack of musical talent. Not everyone's a musical theater person,
That's true. I also think even if people are, especially youth, people feel more inclined to sing when they're singing with a song. It can be a little awkward without it. Now, if you feel confident going for it, leading the song,
Absolutely.
do it. Don't listen to
Yeah.
me,
Rock that, but
Right.
a lot of people do not feel comfortable. And some of the songs you don't know as well. So then you're like kind of fumbling through it. So this is a really good tool. I think you guys are going to enjoy using. I don't know how many of you guys use this tool, but I really think it's a neat tool to use. Okay.
Fantastic. I'm excited for the next slide because we have a really good question
Oh,
related to it.
good. Nope.
I'll ask it before we even jump in because I think our audience is going to have some answers. Larry is saying it's hard to get an elected official to come speak. How do we do that? We think that's a little too hard. I think we should address like what kinds of speakers those could be, and I'm hoping the audience can chime in with some of the speakers you've had or have ideas about coming.
Okay. So I know it's hard. I think you said Larry asked that question, right? Larry, you're right on. I get you. When we were trying to do this, our mayor was really accessible. So he didn't come to our meeting. We actually went to him. So that may have to be something that's done outside the meeting if you couldn't arrange for him to come or her to come. But it doesn't have to be like your mayor, and it doesn't have to be the governor. It could be just someone else. Like even your parent association executive board members had to be elected. I was elected to my position. And I could talk about my nomination process and I could talk about that election process. So it doesn't have to be somebody who's like a judge or like a president or, it doesn't have to be somebody that big. I
Well, a
mean,
judge is a good idea, though, just because you may not be
yeah.
thinking of it. Sheriffs can be elected. There's a lot of it really does mean just an elected official.
School
I
board
have a
member,
question. Oh, say that?
school
Yeah,
board
school
member.
board. Exactly. And you probably have, you're going to be surprised at your parents who have connections or might be one of these kinds of people. Let
Exactly.
me ask this. Can they speak to your PAC on Zoom?
Yeah, they could.
Some people are
That's a
really, I mean, like, I know that that may not be plan A, but like, let's say maybe your governor could speak to you because
Wouldn't
he
that
could
be
do it
awesome?
or she could do it via Zoom. I
Yeah.
think that might be a get, you know.
That'd be amazing. I love that idea.
Cool. Sorry for interrupting. Thank you for
No.
addressing the question.
No, we're moving on to speakers. That's a perfect
Yep.
segue into the next thing. So, what we're asking the speaker to do, and you'll have to be really clear when you ask them this, we want them to cover what it means to be a good citizen, which is line requirement three, and we're asking them to cover how they were elected and what type of voting was used to elect them. And that's bare requirement two. And so we have some ideas down here. You guys have great ideas. Yes, you're right. Sometimes speakers are hard, but I love the Zoom idea. I think that makes it very easier to get people to say yes. The other thing is that, like, if they couldn't come at the beginning of the meeting, they could come at the end of the meeting. You could move that around however you needed to accommodate their schedule. You know, I guess even they could do a recorded message, I suppose. If you that would be
If
plan
you
C.
had to,
If
sure.
you plan C, wouldn't be as interesting. And I would tell them to keep it short, like 5 or 10 minutes, like really short. Like they don't need to go into great depth about this because I feel like Cub Scouts have a certain learning, they have a attention span.
Especially when they can't do a Q&A. So, love that.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Exactly. Okay, so then we're going to rock into, we're ready to go into the rest of the schedule, which is our stations, the bulk of our program. So the next slide so talks about how we might do a rotation. So I'm giving you this depth because, and my dog is going to bark now. I'm
That's
giving you
okay.
this. he's very excited about the rotation schedule. So the rotation schedule is important because it's going to help your volunteers, your leaders know where they're supposed to go at what time. And it's going to help them be able to get volunteers from your parents. Because when parents feel like there's mayhem and chaos, they are more reluctant to volunteer. Because they're like, oh, this looks too confusing for me. I don't know what to do. But if you come across and you're like, I've got this all organized, it's going to be so easy for you. So then I'm going to rock into my first station one, and I'm going to show you what I would do to try to make my parents feel more comfortable signing up to run the station. So this station, remember, is our flag and voting session station. So we've got wolves, bears, and weebles are going to visit here. And I had AOL here too, because it's always good practice for AOLs to fold flags and do etiquette. It's just a good thing to reinforce. So the first thing are the wolves. So they're already, remember, they're already going to have done their flag ceremony part. So really all they're going to be working on is properly caring for and folding the US flag. Remember, their wolf den leader is going to be rotating with them. So what I would say is that you don't have to have a subject matter expert on flag folding at the station, because the den leader, hopefully, they should be up to speed. So you want to make sure your den leaders feel comfortable. And if they don't, then you may have to have somebody that's running the station that's more of an expert on flag folding. The bears are going to familiarize themselves with the flag. That's part of that flag trivia. And I'm going to get to that in just a second, because that's also, guess where it is, Gina? Where's the flag trivia game? You know.
I
You
know. In fact, I bet we have a link.
know. Yeah, it's in the Dead Meeting resources. And there's also of the etiquette. So, and then finally, the Weebelows are going to do majority and plurality types of voting. And so, there's a again in the Dead Meeting resources, there's an entire thing on how to do this. So then, I'm going to show you how this breaks out.
It's worth pointing out, this is just a translation of the Den Meeting resources. Like, we
Yep.
really, you know, it's put on paper for you. This is exactly what the Den Meeting resources would walk you through. So,
Yeah,
cool.
exactly. So if you get to the next slide, you're going to see wolves. Look at that. That's what it says. And it has exactly what you're supposed to say. It has exactly the supplies you're supposed to have. So definitely, like, there's no new news here. It's just that you've got all these resources already, and you can just pull them together to make a really awesome pack meeting. So the next rotation for this are the bears. Again, notice that you've got your snapshot for your activity, got your activity card, you've got all the supplies that you need, and you've got your citizenship trivia game, and you've got the answer key there. And then when
Got the
we
same for
rotate
Weeblos.
the Weeblos, exactly. No surprise, the Weeblos have the same thing. So for snack elections, it's so in this it's all there. So the snack elections, I would suggest that this is Melissa. She's amazing. This is a new pack. I'm so excited. Melissa told me yesterday that this is like a brand new pack. And like she's a rock star. I'm so excited about them. Pack 151, 159 in Mid-America
Shout
Council in
out.
Armstrong, Iowa. Woo! So they had snack elections, and so instead of using slips of paper and a pencil, which is just one more supply, they just had their kids, put their faces down and raise their hand. That's so easy. And I think that's a better way to handle this in this pack meeting. And then somebody will tally the votes. And then plurality votes is the one who gets the winner, is the one who gets most votes wins. In a majority vote, you have to have over 50%. So you might have a runoff between the top two vote getters to find out what the favorite candy is. So easy, right? So easy,
Yeah.
so doable. All right, then
And
we
something you
roll in.
use forever. You use the skills forever in school and college, as an adult. So fabulous.
So good, right? And we all need to know who's what favorite candy or what favorite snack. I mean, that's just important.
That's the skill I was talking about. Just kidding.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so then we roll into the station two, which is snacks. All right. So station two is not snacks, crafts. Sorry. So crafts. We've got drawing a picture of your family. We've got building a model, and we've got creating a US symbol. So let's go to the next slide. And you see that this is in, again, in the Den Meeting resources. This is part of their book. It's very simple. If they don't bring their book, are you not going to let them do it? Of course not. You're going to give them a slip of paper and a crayon and let them do it at the meeting so that they can get this requirement done. The next one is the one never before seen. So this is a house template. Somebody was so kind to post that, and then we leveraged that house template and made it into a paper school template and a paper church template. These are going to be available for you. People were talking about like how hard this was to find all the materials. Some people didn't have enough Legos. Some people didn't have, all these different things. So we're like, this is really clever. So we're asking them to bring the house with them. We're going to build the school and the church. Then they're going to make a neighborhood, and they're going to put it on a piece of paper and make little roads. And then that's what they're going to do in your pack meeting.
I love when we get to see some of these things actually, and like see the actual Cub Scout crafts, which I
I
know you
know. So the
prepared for
next,
us.
so Grace had this really cute idea. Grace Powell, Pack 526 from Edgewood, Washington. I love this because this is so clever. Because I don't know how many Amazon boxes. It's probably bad for me to tell you that we have a lot of Amazon boxes at our house. So this would be a great way to use some of those Amazon boxes for good to make little houses and a whole village. I think this is adorable. She made little like stands for them. I think it's so cute. And
Highly
then the
relatable.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Oh,
So then the next one is an example that Molly O'Reilly submitted, and she said that the kids got so into this because they were really trying to make it look like their house. So this took a lot longer than one Den Meeting because her kids were so creative and they were having such a good time. But I think they did a great job. And then Melissa has the next example. She's using Legos. First of all, this is the new pack. They are the cutest kids ever. I always am amazed that I feel like the folks that tune into Cub Chat Live have the cutest kids ever. So I want to say that. But anyway, they made their little town and their houses out of Legos. And the last one
shout
is
out to our viewer who shared a similar idea. I think it was Francie Lou. Love it.
yes, Francie Lou. I told you we would have a picture. Maybe not, I don't know, maybe not exactly the same as Francie Lou, but very similar. I love this idea. And then the last one, Jesse Hummel. I don't know you did this for like this particular thing, but Gina, it kind of, if you, it had glasses, maybe that could be you, and that could be me in the visor. I don't know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, my glasses come off. That's me for sure.
See, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I thought it
That
was
is so cute.
pretty appropriate. I'm not sure who Chewbacca is, but Okay, so the next station is game. So the game that we came up with, oh, did I forget one? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Then this is bears. So bears have to do a model of a patriotic symbol. This is the there are I think there's six different ideas in this. This is the example of a Statue of Liberty. And this is Lindsay had created this in her kitchen to show me what it looked like. So it hasn't been colored or anything. I mean, she has a little smile on her face. There's one in there that's a replica of the White House. Audience, if you guys do the replica of the White House, can you please send us a
Yes.
picture of that?
Send
Because
us pictures.
I want to see that. I haven't seen that one done yet, but I want to see. I want to see what that looks like. All right, so
So
the
cute.
next station is games. What?
I just
Yeah.
said so cute. And I was also going to say, reminder, we're going to be sharing those templates at some point here shortly.
Yes. So station three is a game. It just you need a team game. So it doesn't have to be this, but I thought this was good for this. So you do rock, paper, scissors, Red Rover. So it's kind of a combo of this game. So you divide into two teams. You pick a leader on each side. They go Red Rover, Red Rover, and they pick someone from their team to send over. And so then they meet in the middle. These two kids from the two teams meet in the middle. They do rock, paper, scissors. If they win, they get to go to the other side. And the winning team has the most members on the other side when the time ends. So you either get all your team over there or you get just some amount of people over there.
As
So.
a kid whose wrist got hurt so much, so often in Red Rover, I love this version of the game, I've got to say.
Thought you were telling me your wrist got hurt because you're playing too much rock, paper, scissors. I'm like, oh wow, that's a lot of rock, paper, scissors.
No, it was
So
the
at the
old school
end,
one where the kids would run into your wrist. It never should be ever played again, and definitely not in scouting. So I like this version.
awesome. So then you're going to want to chat briefly about what it means to be part of a team and what makes a good team member, and briefly discuss why rules are important to a game because that's a requirement for the Tigers. All right, so then we roll in to the service project. So the service project is for everyone. Everyone has this as a requirement except for your Lions. And your AOLs have to do 2 hours of service. So I thought we could talk about ideas people have. I know we're kind of like running a little bit over, Gina, but we've got blessing bags. We talked about those already. One thing you could create cards for the senior home or veterans hospital, a Toys for Tots drive. Scouting for food. These are up on in the Den Meeting resources too. Food drive for your local food pantry. Service for your charter partner school. I'm telling you, a lot of goodness can happen when we do projects for our schools that where our children are in. Because if the only time your school ever hears from you is when you want to do recruiting for your PAC, that's not a great partnership, right? But if we're trying to reach out to the school and trying to help them and they know you and they love you, then they're usually more willing to let us, do recruiting and having a table and all that kind of stuff. So that's always good stuff. What do other people do?
Absolutely. And a reminder too, your intent with this is to do a service project. There is a passive recruitment opportunity when you're in uniform, you're represented, or you're wearing your even your class Bs. Just
Yeah.
if you're out of school, other kids are probably seeing you, and that can be pretty powerful. Again, we're calling for ideas of service projects you've done or have plans to do. Seeing lots of good feedback about the elected officials you've had come to meetings. Thanks for sharing that.
Awesome.
Now let's talk service projects in the comments. I know we are going over, but we have a few minutes. Let's keep
Okay.
this going.
Thank you for persevering, everybody. I wanted to make sure we had a lot of good stuff to share with you. So Lena Weekly, the next thing is a picture of her cutie Cub Scout. And they were doing a service project for, I think it's on the next slide. They have a service project for their charter partner. And they were just cleaning debris out of the parking lot and raking and sweeping leaves. And so, I mean, he would be a great ambassador. I would want to join that pack for sure. And then we talk about the last part is that we're closing the ceremony out. I'm not going to read all this. This is part of the stuff we're sharing. This is like talking about how we bring it back together again. We're trying to share with our families, our Cub Scouts, why it's important. that we did citizenship, what we did today. And then the next is talking about how we're going to present the belt loop or the pin. So someone mentioned when we did Bobcat that they had a very large pack. So it was really hard for them to do a format like this because they had a lot of people. So we had 70 people in our pack, Cub Scouts. So I get it. That's, I mean, you may, their pack may be larger than that. We had the, it's all about your meeting place though, right? I had a gymnasium, so I could make these stations on the edge of the room and it would work. So you have to decide what works for you. One thing I want to call to your attention is the presentation ceremony. When we're presenting people their belt loops, or in some cases we're presenting a couple of different things, when we have to read off 70 names individually, imagine how much time that takes. And imagine as a parent or as a Cub Scout having to sit through that much stuff. And we know from our data that they don't really like to sit through all that. So what we might suggest is if you have a small pack, definitely if you want to call up the Cub Scout's name, hand them a belt loop or pin and do a Cub Scout handshake, that's awesome. If you have a larger, I was brainstorming with Anthony Berger and seeing what his ideas were. And he came up with a really great idea. He's our director for the National Cub Scout team. And he thought, you know, you could put the advancements down in a different places, like by den, and then call the whole den up, have the parent pick their child's bag or advancement out of the stuff, and then come back, stand in front, and then the parent hands the belt loop or the pen or the bag to the Cub Scout while the Cub Master is talking about all the awesome stuff they did in that adventure. So then that's just yet another way that you could do that and maybe make it a little bit faster. So next up, we were going to talk about the Cub Master Minute. So again, we're trying to close out this pack meeting, remind people of all the awesomeness that their kids have just gone through and why we did it. And then the last, then we do a flag ceremony. Again, our wolves are closing out. And that's the next slide, which is not. And then the final thing that we're talking about, the last thing is the ideas to weave citizenship into the rest of your year. So, you know, citizenship, on the next, I'm sorry, Brian. I know, Brian, it's so many slides. So in this particular case, you know, citizenship is so important into scouting. It's just, it's so, you know, critical, right? And we can do that in a lot of different ways. And when I talked to my Eagle Scout husband yesterday night, he goes, my fondest memories were walking in the 4th of July parade and the Memorial Day parade, you know, placing flags at cemeteries for Memorial Day or participating in Veterans Day events, flag retirement ceremonies. So I feel like there's so many other ways you can weave citizenship into your PAC's calendar for the rest of the year. And thank you, Melissa. You gave me so many great photos. And I love this photo of your child participating in a Veterans Day event. So awesome. And then, Gina, you're back.
Sorry, you know, Brian
said something wrong and made you mad.
We've got bad weather, our power's pulling in and out, so sorry, but
at least you have
you got sunny skies, you got a strong connection, you've carried the show. Good job.
The show must go on. Okay, finally, the last page is my resources. I always like share these with you. The resources I used today came from obviously our den meeting resources. Cub Scout Ideas usually has a lot of great ideas. And then our Facebook groups, we have a variety of Facebook groups that have a great, great group of people in them and are always willing to be helpful and are so kind.
This was such a lots of information, but all really good information, all very, you know, like can be put to use. Like this is my favorite kind of show because we're looking at what volunteers are doing around the country, how to make this work. And then everything is so actionable. Like you can take this and plan your next multi-level den meeting, pack meeting, den meeting, whatever you want to do. There's a lot of ways to take it. Again, Francie Lou said they make kind of a month out of it. Got a lot of good comments. A lot of people are mentioning scouting for food right now.
Yeah, I love scouting for food.
Holiday cards for soldiers, a game night at a nursing home. Okay, a game night at a nursing home That doesn't even feel like service. That is a service project. But like,
I
that's
know,
just
and
fun
people
for everybody.
carol. People go caroling at the. I saw somebody post a really great like caroling book into one of the Facebook groups, and like we love to do that,
That's so
right?
cute. You can even make like the paper bonnets and stuff to wear as you're singing if you want to do like old school carol or like so much of this stuff is just fun for everybody. It's perfect for this time of year when we're thinking about Thanksgiving and the holiday season. Just love it.
Exactly. So was this helpful? Do people think it was helpful? I hope
Yeah,
they
let us know in the comments. And you know,
do.
your feedback is a gift to us. Keep the conversations going. I see some idea sharing going on. That's good. Share your ideas. The committee is looking at your comments. We're looking at your comments. If you have questions after today's show, while we may not be live, this video will remain. We'll come back, we'll look at the comments, we'll answer. We highly encourage you to tag somebody in the comments or share this video with someone you think may benefit from watching. You can view past episodes of Cub Chat Live at scoutingmagazine.org/Cub Chat Live. If you have ideas for future episodes, I mean, we have a lot of topics to cover, but still, it'd be great to know where you all feeling like you need a little more info. And if
Yeah.
you're a brand new volunteer to this, welcome. Watch past
Yay.
episodes,
Welcome.
ask all the questions, always hold us accountable to ask, hey, what is a den leader? You can ask that. This is a safe area to have those kinds of questions. Tamara, is there anything we missed? Anything else you want to add before we let the good people go?
No, I just so appreciate you, Gina, and so appreciate everyone out there, our volunteers. I just like best job ever. Like I get to work like I work for them, right? Like I'm like there to try to support you guys. You're doing the awesome stuff. I love sharing your ideas. I usually text people in Facebook Messenger that I'm showcasing their idea because I thought it was awesome. So I love it. That's like the best part, right?
Absolutely. I love the idea sharing. Great show today. Thank you for your time, everybody. Thank you for your time, Tamara. I mean, just a
My
reminder,
pleasure.
you're a volunteer. You're giving us your time. So thank you so much for all you're doing for Cub Scouting. Thank you, leaders. Thank you, parents. Thanks for being out there. And we'll be back next Friday is I think our last show before a short holiday break, but we'll be bringing you
Yeah,
more good content next week.
absolutely.
See everyone next time.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live. Except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.